The Trump administration's temporary pause on U.S. foreign aid has left a program that helped slow the global HIV/AIDS epidemic with an unclear future. The president's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR, will not receive funds for at least 90 days as part of the pause. And the Trump administration has instructed international organizations to stop distributing HIV medications bought with U.S. aid, including medications already in local clinics. Former President George W. Bush established PEPFAR with support from both Republicans and Democrats in 2003. The State Department estimated last month that the program has saved 26 million lives globally in the last two decades. The New York Times reported that State Department memos last week said the pause could last up to 180 days and that PEPFAR officials received notice Monday that the program's computers would be going offline that evening. The former chief of staff for PEPFAR under President Biden told the Times, quote, "Any prolonged pause in funding could disrupt HIV treatment programs, leading to treatment interruptions, rise of drug-resistant HIV. That's playing with fire, risking progress that we've made over decades to control the HIV epidemic." PEPFAR received a succession of five-year reauthorizations in Congress, but received a smaller one-year renewal in 2023. With many congressional Republicans raising concerns that a Biden administration policy change could lead to the program funding abortion-related services. Earlier this month, Republicans expressed outrage after the State Department confirmed that PEPFAR-funded health care providers in Mozambique provided 21 abortions since January 2021. The Trump administration has not given any indication that the current freeze is related. It's unclear whether Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who has previously supported the program, will allow it to continue as is, shut it down, or have it continue with a reversal of the Biden-era policy on abortion.